Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third, the third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth, the catcher, Tim Hosley. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Bonham. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Bonham. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third, the left fielder, Tony Scott. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth, the catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball towards left. Scott settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Scott. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sparing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bonham moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul, who is chasing the ball. Madlock reaches third base with a triple. Bonham scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Madlock scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hosley hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparing hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 1 in the game. Manghul hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manghul. The throw from Hosley and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Madlock moves to second. John Montague now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hosley for a passed ball. Jorgensen moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hosley hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hosley settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hosley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hosley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner pinch hits for John Montague. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner takes first base on ball 4. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manguel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Renko now pitching. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Bonham moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Kessinger moves to second. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sparing reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton strikes out. One out. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hosley takes first base on ball 4. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-3 in the game. Munday hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Carter chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Mackinnon. Mackinnon fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Mackinnon. Hosley goes all the way around to score. Munday moves all the way to home. It's 7-0, Cubs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 2 in the game. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote strikes out. Two outs. Pat Scanlon pinch hits for Steve Renko. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon takes first base on ball 4. Mackinnon moves to second. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don DeMola now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Madlock hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley strikes out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.